possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh-wee! Would it be better if you're going to do it to trade Micah Parsons now or later? Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, checked in yesterday on the Green Bay rumor, and he did confirm, according to Mike, the Packers are interested, but it's nowhere near the smoke that is out there. Ricky Scoops and some others have been saying there's a deal, maybe not agreed to, in parameters, well, I'll say that. There's a deal that's basically set up. It includes Micah getting $45 a year from Green Bay. It's just waiting for a final sign-off. Florio's saying the noise is not that loud, but he did confirm Green Bay interest. The Packers GM did not want to get into it too much yesterday. All the while, Micah Parsons photographed in DFW Airport flying somewhere. Jane Slater says it's not to Cabo. It's not to Green Bay, we don't think. I'm told Mike is getting a second opinion on his back. The Cowboys are off until tomorrow when the entire Metroplex and NFL world waits to see if he's actually going to practice.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is definitely interested, but I'd agree with Floor that I don't think it's as, like, here it is on the table, ready to go, right, as people have talked about. But I think Green Bay is also probably interested in the same way that 30 other teams would also be interested if they knew that he was available. But I think that, look, if the Cowboys were to say, we're open for business, we're taking calls on Micah, I do think Green Bay would probably be at the front of the line, picking up the phone, calling, and wanting to talk about him. But this is not looking like it's getting resolved anytime soon. And so I think right now our options that you're looking at are either something happens, something moves in the direction of him getting dealt, or he just plays this year on his fifth year option. But those are the two likeliest options I think that you have at this point. It's not impossible to get an extension done. I wouldn't rule anything out, but it doesn't. Somebody's got to swallow their pride, and neither one of them look willing to do it right now.
Yesterday, a lot of Tolos on my timeline in response to all this, when I was like, this looks like it's the second back opinion is looking like paperwork for a grievance. The Cowboys have their clean MRI. So if Micah decides not to play against the Eagles, Micah needs some proof from another physician that his back is bothering him and hurting him. And a lot of Tolos just hit me back. Trade him. I'm done. I am done with it. Trade him. I'm tired of this crap. They're no longer understanding and going along with Micah and Muligeta through this process of what they feel like they have to do in order to force Jerry's hand to get paid. And someone that knows David Muligeta pretty well, Ryan Clark, who's represented by him, he lost his emotion while cutting off former GM Mike Tannenbaum the other day on ESPN.
And what I'm saying is, like, Jerry Jones has to say, hey, look, if I'm comporting myself as a leader of this franchise, I have a great young player who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. I got to get in the room with his agent. We don't have to like each other. Yeah. Let's close the door and figure out a way.
We all thought that made sense. Yeah. And then it's the exact opposite is what has happened.
Because he doesn't have respect for people.
Yeah.
Like,
Period, point blank. Jerry Jones is the owner. Jerry Jones sat across from Peyton Manning in 2011 CBA negotiations and treated him like a boy. And walked to the door, folded his arms, and waited for the rest of the owners to follow him because he's Jerry Jones. Because in 30 years, I cannot win a championship, and my organization can increase in value by $9-plus right. billion. Why do I have to talk to you? Micah Parsons, as good as you are, why do you matter to me?
And I hope Jerry doesn't have that mentality, but I could see how he does. Not to justify it, but I could see Jerry Jones having that mentality. I'm Jerry freaking Jones, and the rest of you are yahoos.
Right, yeah, and, you know, like, I think that, does Jerry have, like, a lack of respect for the players? I don't know. I don't know if there's a lack of respect for the players. I think it would be very possible there's a lack of respect for the agents.
Yeah.
I could see that. But, I mean, a lot of people look at agents in a kind of a side
eye.
Like, you really trust them, right? Yeah, absolutely, right? So I understand if Jerry doesn't trust the or has a lack of respect for the whole agent process. That it may not even be the agents itself. It may be the agent process that he's just, I just don't jive with that.
He keeps going back to this Dez Jay-Z thing of, you know, why should you get your 3% and have all this say? And then when the player misses a team, he wants the agent to be accountable for things that happen inside the facility. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to be able to call the agent and say, Dez is late. Mike is not being a good enough leader. Address it and fix it.
The same philosophy for why he is the general manager, he tries to take to player negotiations. Like, I don't want to deal with the agent. I want to deal with the player.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you don't want to deal with the GM. You want to deal with the owner. Same thing. Same concept.
He's, I think he respects players 100%. I think he does not appreciate being told what he has to do with his money. I don't think he thinks that anybody should ever tell him what he needs to hand over to somebody when it's his money. I think he's just like, no. And so if that's a problem, you're gonna understand what our positions are here. Yeah. And you're gonna understand you don't tell me what I give you. That's not how this works. Even though ultimately they kind of end up getting the money that they want.
All right, exactly. All right, Franco injury attorney text line. If this thing ends up with a trade, I want to go through the pros and cons of doing it now versus after the season. 877-881-1053. What I wrote down for doing it now is you get rid of this whole distraction. The players in the locker room don't have to answer for this. It's not on both televisions right now as we speak. Every single week on this radio station for nonstop hours. So distraction, issue, erased, gone. Can you replace him with a win now player? I put that in the now category. I think the odds of that are very, very low. That's all I have written down for doing it right now. If you do it later, you have him for this season. You have one of the best pass rushers, if not the best in all of football, on your team for this year. If he plays. And then the draft pick value, if you do it after this season, is theoretically higher and better. And you can get the whole league involved versus a team right now who can make it work under their cap. So now versus later, to me, hold him hostage, quote unquote, for the season, but he may play the card of not playing for you this year.
Yeah.
And you can get your value right now with a win now player, Rashawn Gary or whoever else the Packers or fill in the blank may have.
Look, I'm all about getting the picks. We've always heard teams say,
but you can get the picks now or later.
Right. We've always heard teams say, though, the closer you get to the draft, the tougher it is to get the picks out of them. So you think now you would get more, but then again, you have less teams that you could shop him to.
With ammo.
Right, with ammo. This is about if you're...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gonna move on from Micah. There's a few reasons. One of those, though, it's more than half of it is the cost. And the whole point of getting rid of the cost is to get cheap labor, which is the picks.
So is your answer now or later?
I would move on from him. Like I would assume I can get more picks today, so I would move on from him now.
I think you do get more picks in the spring.
So I just wanted to follow up with that. Why would you assume you can get more right now than March, like right after the year ends, or April?
Just because teams are so close to the draft, they don't want to get rid of them.
Okay.
Right, maybe that's faulty thinking, but
I think the more people get closer to the draft, they feel pressured to do something. So like typically, like even though they don't want to let go of capital and it's easier to put something out of your mind and say, oh, that's a first round pick a year away. There is that psychological aspect, but I think a lot of teams look at it as, like, for instance, think of all the capital that they got with the Eli Manning trade waiting as long as they did. Mm-hmm. Or like when San Francisco held Chicago hostage for Mitch Trubisky until the very last second, and they turned over a ton for that. Or the off seasons where you get the Bears trade and the number one pick and all that right. They get from the Panthers for that. So I think you do get more capital mm-hmm. if you do that. The pro outside of just removing the distraction would be that you get an understanding well in advance of what you have to build with. So like your personnel department can plan further in advance of like, okay, what do we have in the way of capital? How do we approach this? We've freed up the money now, so we know exactly how much money we have going into the offseason. We know what capital we have going into the offseason.
And the deadline.
It allows them to figure out a little bit, all right, here's what's in front of us and plan for that rather than just saying, all right, we got all the way till March before we knew exactly how much money we had and now what capital we have, and now we're kind of adjusting things on the fly. So that would be the only other positive that I could think of doing it right now just be to move that.
And your vote would be?
I would wait till the spring probably. And I think ultimately that's what's going to happen.
With us assuming he gets on the field.
Yes.
He doesn't want to give up the accrued season. That right. would come under what circumstances, Bobby?
If he didn't play at all, that would...
And there's no injury.
Yeah, that would... Then his... I don't think his contract... I'd have to see CBA negotiate, like, CBA rules on this.
Yeah.
I don't think his contract tolls. So it's not like he would become a restricted free agent, which is what could potentially... When a contract tolls, when you miss a year due to suspension and things like that, you become a restricted free agent. That's what happened to Randy Gregory. And so I don't know if that would impact it or if it would instead just be, no, this was viewed as part of a holdout.
What are the Tolos saying?
Guys, on the 325 says I want him gone now. 817 says I would only trade him to crappy teams that can't win now. 361 says get rid of him now to a bad team for premium picks. And 407 says hold him hostage and make him miss game checks.
Biggest problem of holding a bad team hostage right now is that team wants to know he's sticking around. They're not trading for him if Micah doesn't want to go there. So if Micah doesn't want to go to a bad team, nobody's taking the deal from Dallas. Nobody's taking him.
What's in your Bobby Bell Micah mailbag?
Yeah, so I asked a few different people on Twitter. I was getting a bunch of different questions yesterday. So I said to just, hey, consolidate them all here, throw some stuff out, and we'll try to answer as many of them as we can here on the show. First one, do you believe Micah will ever play a snap again for the Cowboys from Thomas? Yeah. No, I think Micah plays for them this year. I don't think he's getting dealt this year, and I don't think he's just doing this standoff for the entire season. I think he's going to be out there week one against Philadelphia right now is my assumption. JD asking, is it purely spite that Jerry won't call the agent to restart these talks? This seems like something that could get hammered out within a few hours if he just picked up the phone. I honestly think it would get hammered out in a few hours. I think everybody agrees. If they got on the phone together, I think they do believe, I think everybody believes they would be able to work something out and realize that they're not that far apart. The problem is getting either one of them to pick up the phone right now and getting either one of them to just say, come hat in hand for something that they're like, no, I don't need to come to you apologetically at all. You have to come to me. Like, this is a matter of just respect at this point. And you having done something wrong, because both sides, I think, feel right now like you've done something wrong. And I don't come to you with my hat in hand when you did wrong. That's not that, like, that's just a question of almost morality. I'm not going to do that.
If somebody there, be it Jerry or Mulugeta, make a phone call and the other one doesn't answer, they if you're not answering when somebody calls and you're an agent or a GM, you should lose your job immediately.
I don't think anybody's called. That's what I'm saying. I think somebody would answer on the other end.
They better.
I don't think that anybody's, that you've got to be the one to pick up the phone. Andrew says, if Micah doesn't play during the season, how comfortable are you with the edge group? I think they're going to have a good pass rush regardless. I think that they've got guys on the defensive line who can get to the quarterback. Is it going to be as good as with Micah Parsons there? Nope. Micah Parsons is, you know, the 36th best player in the NFL, according to the players. So, I mean, he's one of the best. But to me, I look at it and I say, they've got Ezeraku. They've got a guy in Sam Williams who I think has the upside, obviously. Dante Fowler's coming off of a good year. Marshawn Nyland is showing in training camp that he's developing more of the pass rush toolbox. I think they'll get to the quarterback. The problem is just, how consistently is it going to be as good as it could have been? And is it enough to cover over what are clear deficiencies in your secondary right now? And that I don't know.
Inside the Star with our insider Bobby Belt here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. Chad Ochocinco weighs in on the Micah drama live at 9 o'clock this morning. Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But RJ has you covered with the huge sports news that came out of Frisco yesterday. And have any of these influencers touched your home? That's next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.